In keeping with the earlier teaching, I want to present to you that which was presented to me 30 years ago or more by my pastor, Dr. Scott. And this communion he entitled, or the teaching of at the communion table, he entitled it the Jackass Communion. And it's taken from the book of Exodus, the 34th chapter, the 20th verse. It says, but the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou redeem him not, then thou shalt break its neck. In the study of God's Word, there is multiplied references to our human nature, comparing it to the nature of an ass. I do this extemporaneous. I'm picturing the constellations, and the name escapes me at the moment. But in one of the constellations of the zodiac, and this is not the subject, but I believe that I have every confidence that God wrote his gospel in the stars, wherein he presents the redemptive work of Christ. And in one of the pictures, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the name, it is one of a two-natured one. The picture is the head and upper body of a man, and the legs and the hind end of a horse or an ass. We come to this table as instructed by Jesus himself to remember him. And it says, of the firstling of an ass, thou shalt redeem him with a lamb. As children of God, we understand that the Lamb of God was given for our redemption. We have to go to the end of the book, that is, the book of the end of the Bible, the book of Revelation, to understand that description of Christ, the Lamb slain before the foundations of the world. And as history unfolded, and the epicenter of history is the Son of God taking on flesh and blood, becoming kinned with us, that he might give himself for us. Now, there's a pretty graphic understanding of the result of having a lamb given to redeem the ass. Before the lamb is given, we have an ass, as it's described, that is worthy of having his neck broken. After the lamb is given, what do we have left? We have a redeemed ass. Think on this. The nature of the ass continues to exist. But in the promises of God, Jesus said he would give his Holy Spirit to us. And therefore, as a redeemed ass that we are, we still have the opportunity to be aware of what God has done for us. In that the Lamb was given to redeem this ass, it didn't change the ass from being an ass at all. But it was redeemed. And through the work of Christ, and as we come to this table, we are to discern what Christ has done for us. We discern it through the study of His Word, but also through His Holy Spirit. Now, some have turned this table of the Lord into that which God seeks, which is that we are aware of His presence. Some turn this table into speaking some, you know, up till relatively recently speaking in history, a priest pronouncing some words and changing the nature of the elements of wine and bread into the blood and flesh of Jesus Christ, and they turn it into some kind of religious activity, some kind of piety, although by tradition and not by the Word, we are at this table of the Lord not only to remember Jesus, and not just at this table of the Lord, but also be aware of his presence with us. A good reason to continually, by faith, participate at this activity called the communion table. For at it and through this cup, which was a symbol of his blood, we remember that we asses were redeemed by a lamb, not only a lamb, the Lamb of God, given for us. If there is any discernment in those of you who are hearing and participating in this communion, will all you asses or jackasses join this jackass in lifting this cup and looking unto Jesus, the Lamb of God, who has redeemed us, though jackasses we may be? We are redeemed. Full price paid for our jackassness. That which is past, that which is present, that which will come. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank God in Christ Jesus for his amazing grace. Take it in Jesus' name. There are two elements at this table. The second is a piece of broken bread representing the body of Jesus, which was given for us all. I don't like to mix current events with this table of the Lord, but that which has dominated newspapers, internet, television, the media for the last couple of weeks has been this Ebola. I'm telling you that the Word of God declares that Jesus Christ took upon himself all our infirmities, all our diseases, all our sicknesses, all our viruses, whatever illness known to man. Like all our sins, Jesus took upon himself all our sicknesses. And the scripture declares, and the Spirit, our Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God agrees with the declaration of God that by his stripes we were healed. The one who makes this declaration has the sure promise of God, not only of healing, and if not healed here, healed in eternity, and therefore we take this bread. For with the heart man believes, and with the mouth proclamation is made. And through this bread, looking unto Jesus, we say, by his stripes we were healed in Jesus. Amen. That is no doubt whatsoever.